In the studio, I've got Kerry Binnersley. Good morning.
Morena.
Well, let's get that up a little bit higher there. And Kerry's one of the current community board members, returning, running again.
Yep.
5 out of 6 coming back. Why'd you decide? We know why you decided to come back. You only just started because you were elected in a by-election.
Yeah, so I feel like I've only just started. It's only been, it feels like I've just blinked and this year's been gone. You know, it's been one of those crazy years, as we all know, and experienced. So I took the position of Bob McLeod, which was a big, a lot of big shoes to fill, especially, you know, he was such a, I remember coming to town, you know, and he was just amazing. He was just so helpful, and he'd always have time for me, you know, and just have a chat or speak about, you know, what sort of things he's been up to, and he'd always had time. So he was a great man to always speak about. And he was actually the first person that sort of said, oh, well, why don't you get involved? And I said, what? What do you mean? So that really inspired me to get involved after speaking with Bob. And, I think it's the reason I'm standing again is because I feel like I've only just sort of got the hang of it, really.
Yeah.
There's a lot of things to take on in regards to understanding how everything works, in regards to, you know, if you've got, you know, a project or something going on, like what are the processes of that? Because again, it's all processes, right? And understanding that.
Yeah. So what surprised you the most once for the stuff you've learned over the last few months?
Yeah. Well, the biggest thing when I first, well, the reason, the driver, actually, the passion behind me actually standing in the first place was being a big lover of community, and I've always been a listener. So I like to listen in to what, you know, issues or things are going on for people, and kind of put that into sort of action sometimes, you know, like, for example, I don't like sometimes, oh, there's a massive hole in the, you know, there's a massive hole in this middle of the road or something, you know, something simple like that. And that, yeah, that could be an easy action, and, you know, instead of complaining about it, like, let's do something about this situation. But sometimes that takes a collaborative effort. I think for me it's just understanding those processes. So, for example, you know, let's say there's the hole or there's a slip or whatever it is, like what ways do you go about to making that change? I think that was a big understanding and learnings for me. It's just kind of, what do you do?
Yeah.
And also I want to now go moving forward is like educating people on how do you, so if you've got a problem, what steps do you take? So it's sort of, I find it like very, any sort of government or anything, it's like the wording they use, it's like, come on, speak English. Like, what? I don't understand that. How does anyone else understand that? Like, put that into simple terms of saying, hey, look, we've got this problem over here. What do you do about it? And like, simple English. Like, I didn't, you know, for me, and like, I've done a doctorate, but yet still I don't understand that English sometimes.
It was a different specialist language to...
But it's just like, make it simple. Like, why does it have to be so tricky and difficult? It's like, yeah, so I've just tried to think, I've been talking with the community board and they've been really awesome about, you know, kind of just setting up a social media and putting out some videos. I mean, you've been, I was speaking to you at the community board meeting the other day. It's like, you've been probably the most active in like putting the information out there, like with interviews. Sometimes, you know, even with like, there was a time when we couldn't swim, when there was the stormwater overflow. Mm-hmm. And you've put, you know, the information out there. I mean, that should be so accessible instead of just, you know, oh, what's the... You know, so people go on Facebook and then they put a little notice on the notice board. I mean, I don't even read that now because it's just so all over the shop. It's just making that information accessible.
It's a problem now, like connecting with people. Like when I was involved with helping run the junior soccer club, getting everyone to turn up at the start of the season, like in the end we went for the carpet bombing approach where we used every media channel available, including posters around town, to try to get everyone to sign up at the right time, and you still missed 20 or so people, but you had to, and by doing that, all we're doing is adding to like the overwhelming flow of information that everyone's confronted with at the moment. So yeah, if you've got ways to connect with people, that's, you know, what are you doing? Like you've got videos on Instagram and things like that?
Oh no, I'm just trying to create more of a accessibility in regards to not it's not just Instagram. I think we, at the moment we've got for the community board the website, and you know Maki is awesome. She gives a lot of time for that, which is amazing. But you know it's just it's sort of like not everyone looks at the website or reads the paper. It's just kind of looking at what different generations look at different things. So you know, I mean, I probably won't ever touch TikTok. That's like a whole new thing to me.
But right.
At the same time, you know, it's just addressing and looking at different avenues, like what you said, to access. It's sort of different, I guess, in a sense of, you know, when you think about trying to get people to come to a meeting, in that regards, it's more like kind of reaching, like even just voting. Like, I mean, some people are like, when the voting pack's coming out? You know,
someone reminded me yesterday, actually, that when I talk about the interviews, to actually keep mentioning when the voting is happening. Because it's just in my head, I don't even think about it. But yes, voting packs come out on the 16th, the end of this week, and you can vote until the 8th. But if you put it in the post on the 8th, it's not going to get there in time.
Yeah,
it's a thing to remember. Yeah, I've got to keep saying that.
It's one of those things of like, where do you find out this information sometimes? So for me, it was just more thinking about how can we integrate the community board a bit more. I mean, even on Facebook, we get messages like, hey, what's the weather like today out in Raglan? You know, it's like, we are not the eyesight. We are a community board. We are the voice for the people, you know.
The community board gets messages.
We get messages on Facebook, like, what's the weather like? How's the surf? hey, I've lost a bag. You know, what do I do about this? It's like making the vision clear. It's like any kind of, you know, page or something. It's like, what is your message and what are you putting out there? So for the community board, you know, we are listening to the people and putting forward to the council, you know, about how to make change in the community for the, you know, essentially the betterment of the people.
I think I mentioned Instagram before because it seems like a particularly hopeless method of trying to get out the complex information that comes out of council.
Yeah.
Like, and I don't know if it's even worth going there or not.
I think it's more just for me, I thought about the Instagram, just like, oh, how to put a service request in, you know? Like,
right, something simple, yeah.
You know, simple things. Like, I mean, I didn't even, when I first started, I was like, what is a service request? You know,
and most
like,
people still don't. Most people still don't know that they can ask the council to do that.
Yeah.
And one of the good things about it is if the lower level staff member doesn't do it, because it's now in the system, the stats will come back to the managers at the top and they want to know. Like, if their staff aren't doing stuff, they actually want to know.
Yeah.
Because we always feel this sense of hopelessness about dealing with council.
Absolutely.
But the managers do want to know if things aren't working, and this is, yeah.
And that blew my mind. I was like, oh, this is, you know, a very straightforward process. I just had no understanding about that, you know, and it's not always clear to you at the start. But because obviously me being in it and I'm constantly there at the meetings and I'm learning about all the processes, it's now like very straightforward. But for example, I was just out at Whale Bay and I had the community come and talk to me about, there's this slip down here and there's just some drainage issues at Whale Bay, where's the rubbish bins? The rubbish bins aren't out there anymore, so people are starting to litter more. And so, you know, I put a service request together based on the community itself and that sort of thing. And that's definitely a passion of mine, is just like putting the information forward, especially if it hasn't been dealt with. Bring it up in the community board meetings. Hey, look, we've got this. What's been done, you know, and follow up with the correct council member. And it's really, you know, that for me is very empowering, you know, to be able to provide, you know, just an answer sometimes. An answer is just reassuring to say, yep, we've found those bins, they're coming. You know, it's just delayed because of COVID or whatever it was. You know, you actually have an answer, which is really fantastic, instead of just being like, oh, I don't know what's happening.
I want to come back to the start. Like, for people who don't know you, just tell us a bit about yourself. This is the question I was going to ask first, but we immediately got into these other things.
Oh, yeah, we got, yeah.
Which is cool, it's cool. It's obviously what's on our minds, right? So,
I'll start by just giving my mihi. Ko Hikirangi Tamanga, ko Apu Te Awa, ko Ngāti Piro Te Iwi, ko Harauta Te Waka, ko Karen Tukumama, ko George Tukupapa, ko Lewis Tuku Tunane. I grew up in Queenstown. I was born in England, actually, but I grew up in Queenstown, but my whole whānau are from the East Cape, my mum on the Māori side. I grew up in Queenstown, actually competed professionally in snowboarding for a while, and I moved to Raglan for the waves, actually.
Well, that's so unusual.
Yeah, so snowboarding is very, it will age you very quickly. So, yeah.
Oh, really?
Pretty much hard
on the knees.
Age 20, I had degeneration in my neck, multiple, oh, wow. I had about 3 surgeries in my knee, broken ribs, broken arms. Yeah, you know.
Feel like a bit of a write off after that?
Yeah, a bit of a write off. So, yeah, that's why you probably see me constantly at the gym or doing exercise, because it's like, it's more of a maintenance thing. So, always for me at health, it's all about prevention. Because if you stop, then you start to feel all those things.
Okay.
So, it's like building up your body to keep a strong, it's like the strong foundation. So, for me, it's like, I've always been passionate about health, and especially when I've gone back to the East Cape, I was very surprised because I didn't always spend a lot of time there, and I'd grown up in a very separate, you know, worldview, obviously.
Down at Queenstown, yeah.
Yeah, it's like I was the token Māori girl, and I'm not very, you know, I wouldn't say I'm very looking, Māori looking in
that
sense.
It doesn't shout.
Yeah. So, and then I would be the token Māori that would go out and, hey, you're going to do the kāranga right now? And I was always sort of right. The one that was sort of, in a way, almost like isolated, or felt like I was always on the fringe. It's like, you know, I was very different to the rest of the kids in that way. That was sort of my upbringing of, and I'd go back home to East Cape, and I was like, man, what is all this? It was a very big driver for me. At first, I wanted to be a medical doctor at the start, but I sort of felt like it was more of a prevention thing. So that's my passion now. And even today, I was just having a conversation with Kayla, who does a lot of the COVID-19 packs for the Māori.
Yeah.
I mean, it's all changing now, but we still want to kind of implement that healthy, you know, well, providing packs. But I just had a chat, you know, like, well, hey, let's have a chat about nutrition, because some of those packs was like a lot of sugar, a lot of processed things, you know, and that's easy, and that's what a lot of whānau know. It's like, you know, that sort of way of eating. So it's just changing that and educating. So I've just sort of planned a couple of talks that I'll present to her and when Michael gets home, around health and healthy eating, and what does that mean? What does that look like? You know, in regards to especially hauora, because we've lost all that, you know, that sense of understanding, you know, what is hauora, what is health, you know, that, you know, basic, that view. So for me, it's a passion of that. And I've always been very passionate about health and well-being and prevention, because unfortunately, just because it's like, again, it's like if you're left, well, unfortunately, it's like, you know, that's the big point out. It's like unfortunately, Māori still are the minority. It's like, you know, it's about empowering instead of becoming that sort of, it's like, how do we get out of that, you know? Like, how do we improve our overall health and well-being for our community? So that's a big one, passion for me.
But you studied to become a chiropractor, was that right?
Yes.
Yeah, so that, I presume that relates to all the injuries.
Yeah.
As well, that you had the physical.
I actually started to be a chiropractor, because I'd been through, I had lots of health challenges as a child. So, yeah, I couldn't really walk. I'm deaf. I have learning difficulties.
You don't seem deaf right now.
Yeah, I'm deaf in my left ear. Sorry, not fully deaf. But, lots of learning difficulties. And I was just very, one of those kids that I had a little bit of like, challenging learning. So I think for me, it's more having all those challenges and going through the medical system. I also had really bad vertigo, lots of weird stuff going on. But that inspired going through the medical system and not having to find answers. And I'd see a lot of different alternative healthcare. And I think for me, it was more when I went to see a chiropractor, they helped with a lot of my learning difficulties, and it actually was the only thing that got rid of my dizziness, my vertigo.
So people would understand, like, people probably think that chiropractic is about getting the bones back lined up properly, and the vertigo we could understand, but the learning
issues, it's improving, like, your brain body connection. So definitely,
okay, right,
your for even for Māori, it's like improving your life force energy, your wairua. So it's like if you improve that flow of information, the nerve flow, then you can improve your ability to heal. So it's a big thing for me. It's like improving that white aura, the life force, so you can heal yourself properly. Yeah. I mean, it's all the philosophy behind it.
Okay. Yeah, yeah. So you can see with that background, you can see why you went that way.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Definitely. And I think, and working with the community has been really awesome. I helped, I think Michelle had mentioned that in her meeting, just helping with the COVID-19 response in regards to, and we all have different beliefs, and even for me, but at the same time, it's just providing support for people, when the life is just a bit crazy and they're making us lock down and all that kind of madness, but at the same time, just providing support for people in that time, I think that's really important.
And so for your work life, you've also you must have run a chiropractic business.
Yeah,
that's part of it. I like to try and pick up on all the things so people can see, like, people know what you've done in the past and if that might relate to being on the community board, if there's like transferable skills, I think that's the phrase they use.
Oh, I started my chiropractic business actually just after the first lockdown.
Oh, perfect timing.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And not a great time to open a business, not going to lie. Took a while to sort of say, hey. So, yeah, I started after the first lockdown in March. So that's been a journey, opening a business during all these restrictions and whatnot. Yeah. But it was a great learning, and it's awesome because I get to work with community all the time. And, you can kind of see as well, just even talking with people, like what's going on in their lives and, what is important to them. And I think that's a big one for me, is definitely, listening in and seeing about making a change within that community, the community.
So listening to people is also part of the process?
Absolutely. Listening is pretty much the main thing, and I think that's even within the community board, I think it's listening to people.
Would doubt that. Yeah.
I think the biggest thing is just having people feel like they've been heard.
That's certainly I can't remember if you're at the community board meetings I'm thinking of, but there's some people who've turned up clearly with a desperate need to be heard.
Mm.
Yeah, and sometimes it feels like it's deeper than just the issue they've brought that day as well.
And I think at the moment there is for a lot of people, and it's a deep hurt, like what we've just been through in this last 2 years is, and a lot of people are depressed or they have high anxiety.
Which is a little more keyed up. Some of us are just a little more keyed up than we normally would be.
Yeah.
And sort of overreactive.
It's like, in a sense, sometimes aggression. It becomes, when you've been, it's like, you think about the world that we've been in the last 2 years, it's like, that can come out as aggression. But it's actually understanding where someone's coming from. Like, I can have someone yell at me and go, okay, well, that's not me. That's not on me. That's something that they're going through. Because again, at the end of the day, they have every right to feel the way they do.
I really don't feel like they have the right to come and yell at you guys.
Yeah.
I feel quite strongly about that because I've sat through quite a few community board meetings now and seen people come in all, and people seem to think it's okay to shout at council staff
and
councillors and community board members. And I disagree.
I think it's more just to be, I definitely think they could come about it a different way, but I think at the end of the day, and that this is when I was talking about the processes and stuff, like educating about, okay, well, this is who you can talk to, or for example, like in that situation, or if someone's yelling, it's just saying, hey, look, have you done this first? Or it's sort of like to prevent that from happening. It's like making things more accessible or being able to point them to the right people. So if they have a question in regards to, like, hey, I'm really upset with this particular thing, or I don't agree with what's happening over it, maybe it's the wharf, or maybe it's, I don't want to get this picture put on the toilet, for example.
Yeah.
Or whatever it is they're opposing, is that they have the right person to talk to, or to say, hey, look, you can talk to this person. So that situation is a little bit, like dealt with a little bit, so that they don't feel like they're being heard or listened to. So I think that's a big thing. I don't agree with you know, necessarily being yelled at. You know, I think at times I'm like, I'm taking, you know, and at times you're at a meeting, a community board meeting, which, and then, you know, you might get someone coming in, and they're like, you're not doing anything about it. It's like, we're doing the best we can with what we can do. At the same time, like, we're all trying to do the best for the community.
Did you know coming in that the community board was an advisory body and, strictly speaking, didn't have any power at all?
We do have power in the sense of, like, being able to actually have a say, like, for example, but I totally understood that, you know, and I know that we're not able to be like, right, we're going to do this and we're going to do this right now, you know, we are an advisory board. Yeah, I was always made aware of that, and I'd been to actually quite a few, before I signed up, I actually went to some community board meetings because I was like, well, I'm not going to just sign up for that if I don't even understand it.
Yeah.
So I went to quite a few board meetings prior to understand how it all worked and the systems and processes. And obviously, you know, still it's a learning. But
It takes a long time to get used to council.
Yeah.
Do you feel like, normally I ask people who are coming back if what they feel like they've achieved over their time, but you haven't even been there for a year, so it might be an unfair question, but I'll give you the chance to to answer it in case there's stuff as well.
Like, in the past year, I mean, yeah, it went very quickly. I mean, half of our council board meetings were online. It was all on Zoom.
Yeah.
Which was very interesting. So, yeah, especially when it came to, like, public forums, like, oh, let's put you on mute or let's open it up. But, yeah, for me it was all around the projects that I've helped with. I kind of got delved into, sort of started looking into the Wharf Project, but, I mean, it was really just sort of, I felt like I was only just kind of putting my finger into it and then, you know, nothing really happening. But in regards to the community response for the COVID-19 stuff, it's like having the 0800 number, you know, going down to provide, you know, RATS testing and being out down there to give it out and teaching people how to use the, you know, because of all the processes and systems, you know, especially if someone needed time off work, they needed to put that they had COVID, like how to put that in the system. So when people came for RATS tests, they had to note that they've.
Okay, so you spent some time down there at the rugby grounds.
Yeah, I was volunteering down there. Yeah, so when people were coming down, and that was really interesting. Just going through the processes, but just helping people with that because it was not always straightforward. Like having to go into the COVID-19 website and then press the button and then this button to get yourself the testing kits.
Yep.
I was helping with that as well as just. Yeah, general. That was a big one actually for that project that I helped with, as well as just getting, the thing that I was passionate about starting out as well was getting the voices from, you know, the Manubay Breakwater from the point board riders, but they had that kind of under control because that's been happening for a while.
You're involved in the surfing side of things?
Yes.
Have you been involved with the point board riders?
Yeah. Yeah, they've got the AGM coming up actually at the end of the month. But yeah, being involved in the point board riders.
In what capacity?
I'm on the board.
Okay, right.
Yeah, on the board of the board riders, you know.
Yeah, right. so many boards. Okay, that's cool. I just wanted to cover that in case people were interested in that sort of thing. We haven't got that much time, but I always ask the question about a vision for Raglan. Back a step. What it is about Raglan that's unique, people always wanting to keep Raglan how it is and retain its characteristics, but what are the characteristics or what is the thing about Raglan that we're trying to keep?
Yeah, I totally get that. I've lived here for the last 5 years, so I wouldn't say I've grown up here, but, you know, I totally understand that the fear of change, you know, growing up in Queenstown, that was exponential.
Oh, yeah, they're ahead of our curve
down
there. That
was insane. Like, that's just, so for me it's like, holding on to, I think at the end of the day, growth is inevitable. We know we have more people coming in, but it's coming back to, so for me, it's more coming back to the values of kaitiakitanga, manaakitanga. It's like coming back and saying, well, hey, how do we keep, you know, everything that the core values, which is, you know, we want to make sure that we're keeping the environment as well as, because that's really important. Raglan's been awesome at that with, you know, plastic free Raglan. You know, you look at other places and still plastic everywhere, and you know, we've been quite amazing at that. And also for the people, it's like, you know, making sure that we are keeping a place that is essentially at the heart of it a place for the people, and very like keeping those spaces, like green spaces essentially as well, because at the end of the day we have to go back, and that comes down to talking with the people and about the, what they want, so different groups of people as well. Because I think that unfortunately, like, and I think Dennis brought this up, you know, especially in Queenstown, I've seen that happening. Big developers, they just come through and they go, oh, I want to do this. Yeah. Go straight to council. It just gets done. Instead of, you know, and that's, this is the importance of having a community board, because we can say, hey, wait on a minute. Did you actually talk to us? You know, it's like, what? So it's just having that space before, things happen. But at the end of the day, it comes down to the voice of the people.
You may not be the youngest on the community board, but you are living the younger lifestyle. I'm not sure how young Satnam is.
I'm 32.
Satnam might be younger. I'm not sure. Anyway, but he's running a business. He's got a family and all that. So
he's a bit older than me, I think.
He's living the older life, right? Because he's got a family and a business, and he's very busy with that. But you're the one who is don't have a family. Are you still going out to see gigs and?
Oh, me, absolutely. Like
You're interacting with the age group that doesn't typically vote, especially in local body elections.
Yeah.
So this is what I wanted to come to. So, are you talking to people you know about that, encouraging them to vote, or are they like, nah, don't bore me with that?
Well, I've been boxing with Johnny a bit. Johnny Riccardi's got like a lot of the younger crew of little grommets and, up and coming. But it's in, Tucana is a friend of mine as well. It's like talking to them about how, hey, you should have a vote and say. And Lisa's really awesome at that as well. Like, she's very big, like talking to Charlie, her daughter, saying, hey, get your, friends and everyone to vote. So I think that's a big thing. It's just inspiring people to just have a say. Yeah.
But what's the vibe out there? Like, are those just general, is it disinterest?
Actually, surprisingly not. I feel like the generation now is a bit more aware. Mm. And maybe that's just because of all of this information that's just always in our face. It's like, whoa, full on sometimes. But I think that it's been a really interesting learning to see a lot of the younger generation actually taking sometimes quite strong political stances, especially living through what we just have.
Having your
voice and having a say is very important, so that you're not just kind of just going with it. It's just having your say and knowing that what is okay and what's not. And I feel like this generation coming up, that 18-20-year-olds, they're really starting to say, oh, yeah, no, we agree or we don't agree with this. So it's good.
One quick question at the end, which I'm trying to remember to ask everyone, which is, have you got your spiel? Like, tell people in 30 seconds why they should vote for you.
Because I would love to get the information out to you, and I feel like I've got a different perspective, and I'm very open to hearing different views, and as well as actually just listening to what you want to say, so I can put that forward to the council to make those decisions. Again, it's like being the listening ear, essentially.
Okay, all right, Kerry, thanks for coming in this morning.
Kia ora.
And good luck with the campaign.
Thank you.